Coming up this Sunday night, it is a lovely program with the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony and a program that includes Beethoven, Saint-Saëns, and Mozart. Joining me is conductor Adam Bononi. Hello.
Hi, John.
And the soloist for beautiful work for violin and viola, Sheena Tan and Eileen Huang. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
It's so good to have you guys. I guess I'll start out with Eileen and Sheena and ask you, how did you guys decide to play this piece? Because normally for a concerto competition, you might play, just a viola concerto or a violin concerto. Did you guys decide on this piece and how did it come about?
So we thought it'd be less scary if we played with another person. So Eileen came up to me one day after school and she was like, hey, would you be interested in this? And I was like, sure. And then we just decided to play it.
And is it one of those things that you guys have some great conversations in between? How long have you guys been practicing this and playing it?
Like half a year, I think. So, yeah, Sheena actually has been listening to this piece like nonstop, like for half a year. So how long? It was like 4 days of listening to this piece or something?
So, like, iTunes records the number of plays, and I, like, calculated it because I was procrastinating on studying and it reached like it was like 3 days worth, like 72 hours of listening.
And so, just the first movement of the whole piece,
just the first movement,
because the whole piece is like 30 minutes. The first movement might be what, 13 minutes or so. That's a lot of listening. Wow. Well, you're going to be able to hear this first movement of Mozart's Symphonia Concertante coming up Sunday. It's a free concert at the Long Center for the Performing Arts. Sheena and Eileen are performing and Adam Bononi is directing this concert. When did you get word that you got an invitation to lead this concert? Because at the beginning of the year we had a different conductor,
right? So the first rehearsal was like in mid-February, so I'd say I got word 1 week before that first rehearsal.
Wow. Yeah, the conductor needed to leave. His wife got a new job, and so he left town. And so this is a really lovely program, Saint-Saëns and Beethoven. How's it been going?
It's been going great. The orchestra's been enjoying playing it. Everybody loves playing Beethoven 5, and I think the orchestra's really enjoyed playing Danse Macabre. And I personally have enjoyed doing the Mozart with these two. It was a great choice. Even though they said they wanted to do something with each other, they happened to pick one of the most beautiful pieces out there. And I happened to just do some quick math. So you would have approximately listened to the first movement 432 times in that 72 hours.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of listening there. It's one of those things. Do you guys, besides playing solo, have this incredible program? I mean, Beethoven 5 is so much fun. How is it to, be seniors and be playing this program?
Kind of surreal. Like, it's our last time. I feel like I've been with the Wabash Valley Symphony for so long. It's also really rewarding, though.
And this has got the Beethoven 5th's got a really fun viola part.
Yeah. I definitely have to practice more for Beethoven 5, but I definitely enjoy playing the part a lot more. And I've got a great stand partner. Her name is Sophie Chang. Shout out. And she's just great to play with. So, yeah.
Well, my guests are Sheena and Eileen, who are playing some lovely Mozart. Adam Bononi is here. Adam, this whole program is one that folks will recognize from the movies and can hum. I think we play here at WBAA the Danse Macabre around Halloween, but it's such a well-known piece. Sort of got skeletons, and it's one that he quotes in his own Carnival of the Animals. I mean, it's just so tuneful. Is it fun to put together?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's like a musical onomatopoeia. The violin solo, she changes the tuning of her string, so there's this this tritone, and for non-music people out there, it's basically called the devil's interval, and so the violin part is meant to be death, coming out of the ground and whipping up all of the skeletons and ghouls and ghosts and throwing a big party. And then the rooster comes back out and scares them all back into the ground.
It's a fun program. Danse Macabre, the Deathly Dance by Saint-Saëns. Beethoven's 5th Symphony, it's one of those that if any of the kids are going on to play in professional orchestras or even to study in college, this is one that you guys are going to play, the rest of your lives. It's one of those that you're going to, teach. Is it fun to work on? You said, it's kind of hard to practice and it's kind of fun to have a fun stand partner. Is it one of those you're going, oh yeah, no, I recognize this music?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think there's like a ringtone on like one of the
oldest computers that we had, and it had like a total of 3 songs, and Beethoven's Fifth was one of them.
It appears in technology and all over the place. Adam, it's one of those that there's a lot of discussion about the first 4 notes and how you lead it. Is that something that you try something different, or something like, oh no, I need to be very standard with the Youth Symphony?
Yeah, we actually talked about this a little bit. There are like 1,700 ways that conductors do the opening. So I guess I'm doing a more straightforward version where that falls in the statistics of how many conductors do that versus something more dramatic, I'm not sure, but I would do that with any orchestra. I've done it a couple times before, and I'm still doing sort of the straightforward version for those opening notes.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's coming up Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Long Center for the Performing Arts. I guess I would ask each of you, in conclusion, what would you say to someone that's never been to the Youth Symphony to come see this concert Sunday? What would you say to them to encourage them to come?
There's cookies afterwards.
Good reason.
Possibly you'll see your friends on stage.
Oh yeah, that's an excellent idea. Yeah, friends, family, all sorts of folks that are going to be there and at the Long Center. Adam, what would you say to someone that's never been to a youth orchestra concert to come Sunday night?
Well, I would say just to anyone in general, hearing Beethoven 5 live is a pretty cool experience. And I think whether you have experience with music or not, you'll find a way to enjoy that. And everyone will enjoy Danse Macabre, again, a musical onomatopoeia. And of course, they were too humble to talk about themselves, but hearing Sheena and Eileen play will be a reason to come.
And I think that's one of those great things that, you know, we often see a concerto winner, you know, singular, that it's kind of neat. It was kind of novel in Mozart's time to have more than one soloist. So this is just one of the greatest, I think, examples of a violin and viola concerto.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Really appreciate Sheena Tan coming in. Thank you so much, Eileen Huang and Adam Bodoni. It's great to see you guys, and good luck, or I should say break a leg on Sunday.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.